Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Stethoscope, a podcast focused on hospice palliative care. My name is Linda Meeks, and I'll be your host today. I'm the education facilitator for the network, and our guest speaker today is our nurse consultant, Sue Martin. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
And what is the article that you're going to be reviewing with us today?
Well, this article is from the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, volume 60, number 4 of October 2020. It's titled Terminally Ill Cancer Patients' Emotional Preparedness for Death is Distinct from Their Accurate Prognostic Awareness. It is written by Suzu Tang, DNSC, Wenqi Chow, MD, Chia Sunsei, MD, Wei Chen Chang, MD, Jen Shai Chen, MD, and Fur Sing Wen, PhD.
And why did you choose this article?
When I became aware of this article, I was intrigued because it talks about the fact that emotional preparedness for death and prognostic awareness are two very different or distinct concepts, but they are both related. They are both related to a patient's practical, psychological, and interpersonal preparations for death. As a healthcare provider, I'm always interested in looking for information that can improve my practice to help positively impact a person's quality of life, particularly in the final stages of their life. These two concepts had never been investigated before, so yes, the title alone got my attention.
And what was the objective of the study?
So the objective of this article was to evaluate the distinction between death preparedness and accurate prognostic awareness by examining their agreement during cancer patients' last year of life and the similarities of their predictors.
Can you tell us why this study is relevant to those looking after individuals with life-limiting illness?
Yeah, well, death and dying are inevitable. Everyone would prefer to have a good death. As a care provider, how can we help with that? We know that preparation for death is one dimension that terminally ill patients try to achieve in order to have that good death. The idea of death and the threat of mortality, including the impact on your routine life that happens during the dying process, you know, that disruption that occurs, along with the often perceived feeling of worthlessness that many people experience due to all of the losses they have experienced throughout their journey. These are things that make the death and dying process one of the most difficult challenges to prepare for. The insight that this study provides is helpful for healthcare providers in supporting our patients to prepare for death and help them to achieve a good death.
What is actually involved in preparing for death?
Well, preparing for death includes preparing practically, cognitively, psychologically, and interpersonally. It is a transition leading to an awareness and an acceptance of your own coming death. Preparedness for death has several distinct but relatable dimensions, including cognitive, emotional, and behavioral components. This reminds me that in a palliative approach to care, we incorporate the 8 domains of care to guide our practice for a holistic patient-centered approach.
What is cognitive preparedness in relation to prognosis awareness?
Well, cognitive preparedness for death involves accurately viewing the progression of your own disease to determine accurate prognostic awareness. Prognostic awareness relates to an awareness of a terminal prognosis or shortened life expectancy in a patient with advanced cancer. Some of the tools that we use in palliative care to assist in this might be the gold standard framework, PPS, and how quickly things are changing, and the illness or disease trajectory.
And how does prognosis awareness actually improve quality of life?
Well, a person should be fully informed when they're making decisions for their care. Having an accurate prognostic awareness is really necessary when making those informed choices about end-of-life care. The accurate prognostic awareness and then the ultimate decision-making will impact the quality of life when decisions are made regarding treatment options or life-sustaining interventions, and also ensuring that the care team understands the patient's values and wishes. For instance, perhaps I have a prognosis of 9 months with treatment and 3 months without treatment, but the treatment itself has a huge potential for side effects. Having an accurate prognostic awareness will allow me to make a decision that is best for me. Communicating prognosis clearly and empathetically can foster that accurate prognostic awareness.
Is emotional preparedness for death the same as death preparedness?
Yes, in this article, emotional preparedness for death and death preparedness are the same. Death preparedness reflects the emotional acceptance of the situation. This includes becoming realistic about the goals of care given one's own disease condition, being able to let go of or maybe reevaluate goals that are not attainable in your future, and preparing loved ones for life without you, including closing, reconciling, or renewing relationships with family or with friends.
How does this study connect accurate prognostic awareness and death preparedness?
Well, we know that accurate prognostic awareness and death preparedness are relatable concepts, but they're very distinct from one another. And no study has ever evaluated the distinction between these two concepts. In this study, it was demonstrated that accurate prognostic awareness and death preparedness changed differently and were differently associated with psychological distress during the terminally ill cancer patient's last year of life.
Generally speaking, what did this study find?
Well, the study found that death preparedness decreased slightly as death became imminent, but accurate prognostic awareness improved substantially as death approached. Death preparedness significantly decreased the likelihood of both severe anxiety symptoms and severe depressive symptoms. But those with accurate prognostic awareness were more likely to experience more severe symptoms of depression.
Sue, can you tell us a little bit about what the study actually looked at?
Yeah. The study looked at the distinction or the difference between these two concepts by evaluating how they evolved or changed during the terminally ill cancer patient's last year of life. And it also looked at the factors predisposing these patients to develop death preparedness and accurate prognostic awareness.
Why is prognostic awareness and death preparedness important?
Well, we know that accurate prognostic awareness and death preparedness are important in improving the quality of end-of-life care by promoting psychological well-being and overall quality of life for patients with cancer at end of life. Therefore, being able to identify those factors which can improve or hinder development of death preparedness and accurate prognostic awareness is really valuable information to have in order to guide the plan of care and develop effective interventions to improve quality of life.
How was prognostic awareness and death preparedness actually measured in the study?
Well, death preparedness was measured by using the 5-item preparation for end-of-life subscale of the quality of life at end-of-life scale. This preparation for end-of-life subscale was developed based on qualitative research on perceptions of a good death. So it measures the extent of concerns around issues related to a person's forthcoming death. For instance, financial strain, being a burden to family, family preparation for the death and their ability to cope with the death or the patient's death or the dying process, and the reflection on life regrets as well as fear of dying. Reliability and validity of this instrument were really well established. Prognostic awareness was measured by asking patients whether they knew their prognosis. And if they said yes, then they were asked, was their disease curable? Might it recur in future, but life was not currently in danger? Or it could not be cured, or they would probably die soon. Patients were recognized as having an accurate prognostic awareness if they chose the third, could not be cured, or would probably die soon.
What did the study find were the predictors of death preparedness?
Gender, age, and financial sufficiency were factors associated with death preparedness. Females were less likely to report death preparedness, and death preparedness increased with increases in age. Those with financial sufficiency were more likely to report death preparedness than those who reported no financial sufficiency. With increased physical symptoms, there was less death preparedness, and with decreased social supports, there was less death preparedness. So in summary, there was increased death preparedness with increasing age, male over female, having financial sufficiency, and with respect to symptoms and social supports, they found a decrease in death preparedness. Interestingly, though, accurate prognostic awareness and functional dependence were not associated at all with death preparedness.
What did the study find were the predictors of prognostic awareness?
So those factors included were gender and educational attainment. They found that females were more likely to report accurate prognostic awareness than males. Those with higher than high school, junior high school education were more likely to report accurate prognostic awareness than those with a lower level of education. And it was also reported that those with a higher level of functional dependence reported a more accurate prognostic awareness. Symptom distress, perceived social support, and reported death preparedness were not associated at all with the patient's reported accurate prognostic awareness.
Can you summarize some key findings in this research study for us?
Sure. So there was a number of key findings. Terminally ill patients reported that their death preparedness agreed poorly with the accurate prognostic awareness, but agreement increased significantly in the last months before death. Participants who were male, older, reported financial sufficiency, suffered fewer distressing symptoms, and had a higher perceived social support, were more likely to report death preparedness during their past year. Participants who were female had greater than high school education and endured higher levels of functional dependence, were significantly more likely to accurately understand their poor prognosis. So that means they had an accurate prognostic awareness. These results confirm that accurate prognostic awareness, or a cognitive awareness, does not guarantee emotional preparedness for death. However, as death approaches in the last 3 months, when the patient's disease burden becomes more prominent, patients with cancer may develop both a cognitive understanding and an emotional preparedness for their forthcoming death, so that death preparedness and an accurate prognostic awareness become more aligned. Another point is the assertion or statement that death preparedness and prognostic awareness are distinct concepts is supported by the findings that each concept does not reciprocally predict the other concept. And cognitively acknowledging one's death has been suggested to be a prerequisite for initiating the process of preparing for death. However, cognitive insights about one's poor prognosis do not automatically translate to emotional acceptance of one's mortality. So in other words, we have often thought that understanding the prognosis automatically promotes acceptance of that forthcoming death, but that's not always the case.
And what was something surprising that you read in the study?
I was surprised to learn that patients who emotionally prepare for their forthcoming death may intentionally or unintentionally refuse to explicitly recognize their poor prognosis to avoid the overwhelming fact of their inevitable demise or death. On reflection, I do recall patients who seem to be very accepting and prepared for death, but also don't recognize their poor prognosis.
What are some of the similarities and differences among the subjects in the study?
Death preparedness and accurate prognosis awareness is facilitated or hindered by two different sets of factors during the last year of life of the patient with cancer. Older patients tend to report feeling better prepared for their forthcoming death than younger patients, because older patients are more likely to accept their poor prognosis and have fewer family responsibilities to worry about.
How do males and females differ in their death preparedness and their prognostic awareness?
Well, female patients with higher than high school attainment better understood their advanced illness or their accurate prognostic awareness, probably because they're more often engaged in the physician-patient prognostic communication. However, our female participants were less likely than their male counterparts to report death preparedness, likely because females usually experience death and dying in a more contextual and relational manner than males. When considering and preparing for their end of life, women often place more emphasis on family dynamics, involvement, family involvement, the burden, and the economics than men do. These factors predispose female patients to worry about risking financial sufficiency, being a burden to their family, and about their family's preparation for or their ability to cope with their dying or the dying process, making them less likely to report death preparedness than the male patients do.
What does the research from the study mean for healthcare providers today?
Well, healthcare professionals should understand the distinction between emotional preparedness for death and accurate prognostic awareness. Healthcare professionals should not only cultivate terminally ill cancer patients' accurate prognostic awareness to help them make informed end-of-life care decisions, but also facilitate their emotional preparation for their forthcoming death. Death preparedness may especially be facilitated by interventions providing adequate symptom management and enhancing social support to ease terminally ill cancer patients' fears of suffering from pain and distressing symptoms during their dying process, and concerns about burdening their family with managing their difficult symptoms, thereby improving their psycho-spiritual well-being while facing their forthcoming death. As an aside, in another study conducted by the same group, found in the Journal of Pain and Symptom Management, Volume 63, Issue 6, June 2022. So I just found it this week. It's titled "Sufficient Death Preparedness Correlates to Better Mental Health, Quality of Life, and End-of-Life Care. Patients Can Prepare for End-of-Life and Their Forthcoming Death to Enhance the Quality of Dying." So I'm not going to go through that entire study, but I will share the conclusion with you, saying that the conjoint cognitive and emotional preparedness for death is associated with cancer patients' lower psychological distress, better quality of life, reduced anti-cancer therapy, and increased hospice care utilization. Facilitating accurate prognostic awareness and emotional preparedness for death is justified when it's consistent with the patient's circumstances and preferences. So, in conclusion, we know that accurate prognostic awareness and death preparedness are important in improving quality end-of-life care by promoting psychological well-being and quality of life. Identifying factors which increase or decrease prognostic awareness and death preparedness are really important to be aware of to guide the development of effective interventions to improve end-of-life care quality. My goal is to improve my patient's quality of life during all phases of their illness. If we can identify factors which indicate or influence prognostic awareness and death preparedness, it will aid us to deliver better care. I think about that patient who is male, older, financially stable, has a good social support, he's open to conversation about legacy work, spirituality, and feels that he's prepared for death, but he has little insight as to his prognosis. Knowing that accurate prognosis and emotional preparedness is beneficial, I might be prompted to make a few extra visits and take opportunity to share tools such as the PPS or illness trajectory. I might communicate with the oncologist to please ensure that ongoing conversations occur to review his prognosis. Or if I have a patient who is female with education greater than that of high school, and perhaps she requires a great deal of physical support, I know now that she likely has a good idea of prognostic awareness, but needs more support to establish death preparedness. So offering grief supports early, involving family and encouraging open communication about wishes and spirituality, maybe a social work referral to address financial worries would benefit her. But is this really necessary? Because this study shows that the relationship between death preparedness and an accurate prognostic awareness do co-align in the last 3 months of life. I would feel the answer is absolutely yes, it is necessary. Remember, an early approach, palliative approach to care has been shown to have much better outcome for the patient and the family. Being aware of the factors that influence prognostic awareness and death preparedness can help guide my practice to better care for my patients.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. I love how you ended with the review of the article with how you as a nurse consultant might actually apply the findings of the research to your practice. So thank you very much for joining us today. That was a very informative and great review of the article that you read and prepares people for practice in looking after patients and preparing them for death. So thank you for joining us today.